school's name.
Yeah.
And he made himself Kokushikan uniform.
Wow.
He wearing.
Ooh. That's great. So he made it himself. He didn't get it from there.
Yeah.
And what about the coral belt, like red and white belt?
Red and white is more than six then.
More than six then, yeah. But it's real. He has this belt.
I think so. But there's Kodokan Dan from Kodokan is the captain of judo.
Yeah.
And IGF International Judo Federation.
Yeah.
They both issue Dan. You know?
Okay.
And IGF is pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
Dan. But Kodokan 6-9 is very difficult. I think he couldn't get 6-9 from Kodokan.
Oh, okay. So okay, Kodokan is more difficult.
Yeah.
How many Dan do you have?
I have 5 Dan in Kodokan.
Yeah.
And 6 Dan IGF.
IGF, okay.
Because I couldn't get 6 Dan in Kodokan because I quit judo.
Yeah.
They don't want to give me 6 Dan.
Okay, so now if you go back, you can't take.
I can't.
Okay. I don't think it's.
When did you get 5?
5 after all Japan Championship, if you win, they give extra 1 Dan. So I had 3 Dan. First, I get the All Japan Champion 2006, they give 4.
Mm-hmm.
And 2008, I get, I become champion again, then with 5.
Yeah, that's it. Is that what this is, right?
Yeah.
These are pretty tactile.
These are the best for, like, if you want to film content.
Cool.
They're so easy to use. You can stick them, you can connect them to your iPhone.
Wow.
And they just record automatically, like.
You have to mute the TV, Dave?
What's that?
You have to mute the TV.
Yeah.
So the red basically means that it's recording. If it's green, it's recording to the transmitter.
Okay.
If it's red, it's recording. There's a memory device on it. So in case the connection times out, there's backup.
Cool.
Yeah. But how's Glick's judo? Because he trains a lot of judo.
But he's old.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah. But not like a high level, but like his technique is okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he knows judo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just gonna be Satoshi talking shit for 4 hours, just ripping into everybody.
Yeah. Kodokan Dan is more like twice difficult than IGF, you know. So IGF 3 Dan means Kodokan first Dan.
Mm. Yeah. So 6-3.
Yeah.
If you're yeah.
So why is it the Kodokan not the highest? Because right now the Kodokan is not the main. Place where all the pros train.
Yeah, like used to be also.
Used to be, but not anymore.
Used to be not.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is just like people walking there, judo
yeah.
people, and like paperwork or something like this.
Okay.
We never trained there. Like a long time ago also. Like back then also, we never trained there.
So why do they give the stripes from the Kodokan or the Dan from the Kodokan?
Because there is like a federation capital, you know?
Yeah.
Like government, you know?
For judo?
Yeah, for judo.
And the IGF is separate from Kodokan?
That's correct. Completely.
Okay.
Separate. Yeah.
So when I went to the Kodokan, it's like when I went to Japan, the first place I went to was the Kodokan because
yeah.
I wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a Olympic, basically, Hall of Fame. So they have like all the
yes,
Olympics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's not related to the IGF?
They are related with IGF, but Kodokan is more higher position than IGF.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, but they have a museum, right?
Yeah, they have
yeah.
a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like museum about the judo history, and then they have a museum about like I guess sport judo,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Olympic history.
Yeah.
For Japan.
No, you and I talked. Over coffee, and I asked you what Japan was to you in one word. Do you remember what you said?
What I said?
You said pressure.
Yeah, pressure, yes.
And is that's ultimately why you ended up leaving, or was there something else there?
About Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese people like pressure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, everyone same, the everyone follow the rules.
You know? Why don't you?
Because I wanna do what I want, you know. Mm-hmm. So Japanese people don't like this. You know? Yeah. So when I get Olympic gold medalist, they gonna suggest everything. After career, I have to go to England 2 years and learning English and come back to Japan and working Kodokan or like national team, you know, Olympic community. And I have to teach judo to Olympic player and my judo school. And the whole life like this, you know. And I don't want to take this.
So I've talked to a couple of people that in judo, and so basically in Japan, because the judo culture is so deep,
yeah.
It's like you were saying, like basically if you win the Olympic Games,
yeah.
You're financially, you should be in a good position, right?
Yeah, if top 16 in your weight class,
yeah.
You're
comfortable, you're set.
Yeah, really comfortable.
And you won the Olympics, you were the youngest champion ever.
Yeah.
Who was the youngest champion before you? Do you know the age? You were 21, right?
21.
Yeah.
I think 22.
22.
Nomura, 22.
22.
Yeah.
And so you win the Olympics and then you didn't want to basically follow what they had prepared for you.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point did you transition to MMA after that?
Before Olympic, I already decided.
Okay.
Yeah. After Olympic, I wanna quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that have changed if you didn't win?
No, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Because I had a lot of problems, you know. I was depressed. I took a lot of medicines. I couldn't sleep. So I decided my goal is next Olympic. After Olympic, I quit judo.
I remember you, we talked one time and you were talking about how after the Olympics, you lost motivation to do judo.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that you already started to lose motivation before the Olympic Games?
No. I have much motivation, you know. Even after Olympic, I love judo, you know. I enjoyed judo training.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stay in like a judo community, you know, Japan judo community.
Was that because of the, like you said, the pressure and the control?
Yeah, a lot of pressure, yeah.
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 So what was it like? Like, I guess tell us a little bit about, like, you started judo when you were, I think, 5.
Mm-hmm.
You said, like, very young.
Yeah.
And your father was your first teacher.
Yeah.
Was your father a competitor?
Yes, but not high level.
Okay. And so, like, did he just get you doing judo as a hobby? Is that, like, traditional for Japanese? Or did he want you to be a competitor?
He wanted me to be Olympic champion.
And so, at what point did you decide that you really were... Like, at what point were you motivated that it was your dream to become Olympic champion?
When I was 11 years old, I watched TV. Like it is like Olympic trials, then I forget who's matches, you know. But it was really good judo match, and he using a lot of uchimata.
Yeah.
So I asked my father, can you teach me uchimata? Then I started to really, you know, into judo.
Okay.
And my uchimata is my first technique to learn. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
At what point did your dad stop teaching you, and you had a different coach?
When I was 13 years old, I went to junior high school. So in Japan, there is each of school, they have judo club, you know, even weak, strong, doesn't matter. And I went to like a Buddhist junior high school, and there is judo club, and I trained there. Then my father stopped teaching, but it is in Osaka. And my parents living in Osaka, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So time to time, he teach me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you went to that junior high school, and so was it a high level team?
High level in Osaka.
Okay.
But in overall, like in Japan, there's not so high level.
And so after that, at what point did you start training and competing with like Olympic like you were training where it was in a room where you were preparing basically for the Olympic Games? How old were you?
When I was 15 years old, I moved to Tokyo for judo school, like Kokushikan. And there is a lot of like Olympic champions, and a lot of like top level judo player. I trained there, and when I was 70 years old, I became the national team.
Okay. And so your next goal after that was Olympic Games?
Yes.
And All Japan, I guess? All Japan Championship?
No, it is 19 years old. 70 years old, All Japan Championship, but weight category. I was under 100 kilo
okay.
that time. And I competed 70 years old and I won this tournament. Then I became a national team.
So... I remember you were telling me about like the All Japan Championship yeah. and how in Japan it's higher than the Olympics.
Yeah.
More difficult too.
Yeah.
And more prestigious.
Yeah.
So how did you feel winning? You won the All Japans before the Olympics?
Yes, 2006.
2006. And then you won Olympics 2008.
Yeah.
So you were like 19 when you won All Japan.
Yes.
How did it feel to win the All Japan versus Olympics?
All Japan, after win, my father was crying.
Crying?
Yeah. Then I thought it is big things, you know, because yeah. I never see he cried, you know. Yeah. Even Olympic Games, he didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was crying after the All Japans, but not the Olympics.
Because All Japan, it is historical competition because Emperor watched this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Competition, that's why.
That's crazy. How many fights in the All Japan?
2006, six fights.
Six fights, yeah. And open weight, right?
Open weight.
Yeah. Yeah, who was your heaviest opponent?
It was, I think semi-final, 120, 30, I forget. But final is more tough
yeah.
fight, yeah. Keiji Suzuki.
You said you went to a Buddhist high school?
Junior high school.
Junior high school. Is that still active in your life?
Yes, I think so.
Will you share a little bit about what that is for you?
Okay. So if I when I went to junior high school, I have to go temple 1 month, and I have to learn Buddhism, you know. And we woke up early morning every day. Clean, like temple and meditation, praying all day. And then we cannot eat meat. Eat always like vegetables and rice. You know?
Yeah. And that's still something that you're carrying with you now.
Yeah, I pray every day. Yeah, I always appreciate you know my God and you know and people also you know. Even like before training, I always appreciate like the place, gym. Because I can train, you know, I can train, and if you don't have training partner, I cannot train, you know. So I always appreciate those kind of things. Yeah.
It was so striking to me. I remember when you first came to train with John, knowing what you had achieved in another area, in other areas,
mm-hmm.
and then to watch you learning jiu-jitsu and doing these inversions and the degree of patience you have with yourself, I don't think I've seen in anybody else learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
And to go from that level of success to just humbly learning a new move was stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It was stunning to see that.
Actually, I don't care my achievement, you know,
yeah.
like past, you know. I wanna learn anything, you know, like jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. striking, doesn't matter, any kind of things I wanna learn, which I want, you know. So I always be, actually I don't try to be humble, but I just focus and appreciate this moment.
Yeah, I think that's a problem that a lot of people have, I think, is they think that they need to be kind of humble in like their presence, the way they present themselves.
Yeah.
But I definitely see you as somebody who's you're more humble in the sense that you you're always trying to learn. Like if we finish a training session
mm-hmm.
and you have a specific problem,
mm-hmm.
you're actually asking how to solve that specific problem, mm-hmm. and then you're working on it immediately the next day. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're one of the people that I think, I mean, obviously, you were successful, so super successful in one field, mm-hmm. but to be able to switch to a new field and still maintain that mindset mm-hmm. Is pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Is that what keeps you motivated, like learning new things?
Yeah, I like learning new things every day, you know. Every day, like even 1 millimeter, I want to step forward.
So would you say that most of your motivation comes from trying to learn, or does most of your motivation come from a specific goal that you're chasing?
I want to learn because I like jiu-jitsu or martial arts, you know. Based on this, you know. Mm-hmm. Like first, I love what I do. That's why I want to learn, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I don't like what I do, I will not run, you know. Stop running, you know.
Yeah.
Then I need to be some goal or some, you know, motivation I need to find, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need to find because I like jiu-jitsu, I like grappling, I like martial arts, I like MMA.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
And you love competing as well, right?
Yeah, I like to compete. Yeah.
You just can't lose. Remember you mentioned going on vacation once.
Yeah.
And after 3 days you went home to train.
Yeah.
It's like you found the right thing. You found what you love. Yeah.
What was it like training for the Olympics? I want to know because right now you basically, I mean, you have coaches, you know, you have John, obviously, who coaches you in jiu-jitsu and, you know, sometimes in MMA.
Yeah.
You do boxing with different guys. So mm-hmm. you kind of have people coaching you in like different fields. But when you're in Japan training for judo and training for the Olympics, you have one sensei and you're on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And they run practice and you're only doing judo.
Yeah.
So you have to follow everything they do, right?
Yeah.
So what was the training like back then? And how does it change now that where you basically are essentially structuring your own training? What was the training like when you started training like at a high level in judo, mm-hmm. Like 17 and on, getting ready for All Japan and Olympics?
So until 18 years old, we had a lot of technique training. Technique training and sparring, and we running a lot, like based on conditioning training, and start lift weight.
Mm-hmm.
And after 18 years old, till Olympic Games, we had a lot of sparring and less technique training because we already made some technique like which I need, you know,
mm-hmm.
we already picked. So all judokas, they have they know what they can do and what they cannot, you know. So I can use like judo throw in competition maybe 5 or 6, maximum 6, you know. So we pick this 5 or 6 techniques and we need to train by sparring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had a lot of sparrings and we did a lot of lift weight and running, yeah. And before Olympic Games.
So the training, you basically, the technical development is done after 18. Now it's about like being able to spar and prepare for.
Actually, we do technique training also, but less, much less than before 18. Yeah.
And so how does that change now? Because now basically, you know, you structure your own training, you train, you pick the times you want to train. I want to do jiu-jitsu today, I want to box next week.
Yeah.
So how do you decide that?
As MMA fighter, I need, I cannot train only jiu-jitsu, you know. I need to train striking because we start from striking, you know. Mm. And we need to ground and the MMA grappling, cage wrestling. That's why I need to pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of training I need, you know. Then MMA fighter need like MMA training more, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And striking, but it is my opinion, striking training and grappling training is different, you know, like grappling, like judo training and striking training is different. Striking, you cannot spar like hard sparring like every day, you know, yeah. You get damage in brain and you cannot sparring like long, like grappling, you know. But judo and grappling, we can spar every day and long time, you know, because it is and more drilling. And it is like different sports. That's why training way of training is different. You know, mm-hmm. Must be different.
What do you think you what area of MMA do you enjoy training the most?
Like everything, like MMA training, yeah. Striking, grappling, yeah, okay. Everything, yeah. Like same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you started doing MMA, or you decided you wanted to start doing MMA after the Olympics, at what point did you start? Because a lot of people don't, maybe some people don't know that you represent Croatia now in MMA,
mm-hmm.
and you started training with Mirko Krokop.
Yep.
When did you move there, and how did you decide to move and train with Krokop?
It was 2017, and I lost 3 fights in a row. And I wanted to change something. And I asked, and that time Mirko became a rising heavyweight champion or tournament champion. And I asked him, I want to train with you, I want to run. And I tried to train there 2 weeks. I stayed 2 weeks and I realized like that training suits me and I want to run from him, that's why. I moved to here. And also like people are nice, you know.
So 2017, that's like almost 10 years after the Olympics. So where were you training before that?
Before I was in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were you training in LA?
Mark Munoz gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Also like I trained with Josh Barnett.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were, at what point did you decide to adopt the Croatian flag?
It was 2019.
And what kind of instigated that decision?
Because people are nice. Croatian people are nice. You know?
Yeah.
That time, now Croatia become EU Schengen, but that time not become Schengen yet. You know, and people are nice, and if you walking in Croatia, there is not just Croatian people there, and they are really nice, you know. And yeah. I really like Croatia. Then yeah, you know, I want to become Croatian.
So you're a fan of the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
So obviously, we were talking about Japan and how Japan's like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So obviously that probably doesn't go over well with like Kodokan and IJF and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel, like when you switch to be Croatian, you feel like abandoned a little bit by the Japanese culture or judo culture?
Yeah, I think judo people don't like me, you know.
Yeah.
Even Croatian judo team, you know.
Because I've talked to people that know that I train with you, and they say, a lot of people say that you're like the bad boy of judo.
No, I'm not. I never put bad people. They
no,
think
no,
it,
no.
You know?
like a judo rebel a
yeah,
little bit,
yeah.
In a good way. Like people that like you,
mm-hmm.
because you kind of went against the grain that way.
Yeah.
And so I think it's cool. Like I like that. But the reason why I asked that is because there's a lot of guys that did that. Like, so for example, like earlier we were talking about like Travis Stevens,
yeah.
And like, you know, he got a silver medal. I think he's the only silver medalist from America
yeah.
in the Olympics. And he's not recognized by the Kodokan.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as you, who you made history in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because of that transition into MMA? Do you think that, you don't get recognized by the judo community?
No, I don't think so. Even so, they try to hide my what I did, you know.
Yeah.
Like try to like you was in Kodokan, but me and Masahiko Kimura, the picture is not there.
The picture's not
there.
Yeah,
they tried to hide it.
But you guys have a history. Yeah. You know, you're the youngest champion.
Yeah.
And Kimura's obviously like a legend.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking. Like, how do you feel that they are hiding that?
I don't feel anything. You know, yeah. I appreciate judo. You know, because judo made me this position, and I love judo. But I can say there's a lot of politics. You
know? Yeah.
Even Travis Steve, he knows in judo, like IGF, there is judo inside judo. There's a lot of politics.
Can you see the difference between you and most Japanese people who stay in that world?
Yeah.
And why you were able to leave?
I think some judokas, they also don't like Judo Federation or Kodokan, you know. But they want to stay because they don't want to take a risk, you know. Because if they stay, you're completely safe. You get the salary every month, good salary. And you never lose your job, that's why. And you have some legacy, you know. Everyone respect them, you know. You are like Olympic, you are coach of Olympic team, or you working Kodokan or IGF, you know. Everyone respect them. You know?
Was there a point in your life where you found that freedom?
No, because I'm not interested in those kind of things.
It just seems like a kind of an unusual and a unique flavor of freedom.
Yeah.
When you grow up in a culture that everybody else is going in one direction.
Yeah.
For you to come out and be an individual and to not be bothered by it.
Like I go to opposite way?
You go your way.
Yeah, yeah.
You go your
right,
way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So everyone wearing red shorts, I take blue shorts.
Was this always you? Were you always like this?
No. But I tend to be like this. But okay. I don't choose, but I tend to be like this.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, like when I say that, people say you're like a rebel, I think they mean it in an endearing way. Because people don't like you said, there's a lot of people in judo that they're just happy being safe, even though they're unhappy with the way that that world is structured.
Yeah.
And so I think, at least in, and even in jiu-jitsu community, like when I was in Japan, and a lot of people know that I train with you.
Yeah.
They love you for that reason. Because I think jiu-jitsu has a lot more of a laid back culture.
Yeah.
And they don't really love that style, that kind of like hierarchy and control that there is in judo.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of, they appreciate that you were willing to take the risk, changing your sport completely just saying no to that. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. But Kodokan became more strict though.
They're more strict now.
Quit, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think if someone become professional, like change sports, they cannot come back to judo. Like more strict. Yeah.
So you moved to Croatia and you trained with Krokop.
Yeah.
He is obviously probably a big influence in your MMA career.
Yeah.
So who were the most influential people in your judo career coming up? Your father is probably one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he let me start judo. High school professor.
Yeah.
And also my older student, Seigo Saito. Yeah, I think these two guys.
And how did they influence you?
High school professor. He's like, he tell me same things every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like small things, small mistake. He tell me over and over. And that at that time, I need it, you know. Yeah. And everyone need it, you know. And it is very important. So that's why I like this high school professor. And also he's positive. So for example, like in judo, you cannot put the head down. And some professors say, don't head down. But he always said, put up your head, you know, mm-hmm. like a positive way, you know.
Right. Always. Like yeah. a positive reinforcement.
Yeah. He yeah. always a positive way. He never don't put head down. You know? Don't head down. You know?
The training and obviously the training was intense, but you had pretty intense coaches, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, university.
In university. Because yeah. your university is like the was the highest university in Japan.
Yes, but high school, university, they're together. You know, high school, usually it is same company, same okay. like Kokushikan High School, Kokushikan University.
And that was the most, I guess the strongest team yes. In all Japan?
Yeah.
So what were your coaches like there? Like, were they very intense or?
Yes, but coach intense, who he choose, do you know?
Yeah.
He's thinking he's going to become a champion, then he become intense.
And so for you, the treatment was very intense.
Intense, yeah. He did some 5-6 guys, but some guy get a big injury, you know? Yeah. And he will never come back to train.
Yeah.
Because of a huge injury.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care. Yeah. If this guy get injury, he doesn't have talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said this. Unresponsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would just push him to the point that he's injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were some of the things that you felt like, what are some examples of like things that your coaches would do or like, what was like the culture like that way?
So we train till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And our dormitory is like 30, 40 minutes away from a judo gym. We need to take a train, you know. Then 8 p.m., then he get really mad at me. And he said, you have to drilling from now. And we start drilling. And we have to go back to dormitory till 11 p.m. Otherwise, we don't have to train, you know. But he said, keep doing until next day, early morning, 5 a.m., trains coming, you know, start again till 5 a.m. And we didn't sleep and just drilling till 5 a.m.
So you drilled from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
And after a whole day of training?
Yeah.
What was he mad at you about?
There's no reason. But he went back to home.
And you stayed there by yourself drilling?
Yeah.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah. And I thought he went to back. Kokushikan University is inside mountain, you know, very dark. And inside there's a gym and just right is there, you know. And I maybe one 2 hours we do drilling and he went to work. He go home. And we thought he's gone. And I went to take a water. But he was in the bush and he just watching drilling or not. And yeah. I stopped drilling. And he come back to gym again and he really mad. He yelling and screaming and we do more drilling.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you had to train the next day too.
Yeah, next day. Like morning running. Yeah. That's hardest time.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about when you, how often were you competing back in those days? Like when you were 18 until like university time?
Yeah.
How often were you competing? Because obviously the goal, so you're 18, 3 years later is the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
So that's your goal. Mm-hmm. But outside of all Japan and the Olympic Games, how frequently are you competing and what tournaments are you doing?
So before I don't have anything, like I don't have achievement. I need to compete trials. Then I compete often. But and also I need to compete for university. And university competition of university and competition of Olympic Games is totally different, you mm-hmm. know. So I'm a university student, so there's more competition. But if you once get All Japan champion or some high level judokas, you can choose. Or you can get the invitation, you know, that kind of invitation. Like if you become All Japan champion next year of All Japan champion, you don't need to be trial. You mm-hmm. don't need to compete trials. Mm-hmm. So first year, like 19 years old, I compete a lot. 20, a little bit less. And Olympic years, I just compete trials, one All Japan Championship, and two national competition. That's it. And the Olympic Games.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 2008.
2008, yes.
Yeah. At the time that you were doing judo, there was the old rules of judo. So you can grab legs, right?
Yes.
But in Japan, you don't, they don't train. You don't, you guys don't like to grab legs. You prefer throws, right?
No, no, we do. We do a lot of.
But was that your, did you ever use leg takedowns?
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so do you think that that is something that, so did you use leg takedowns in the Olympics?
I didn't use Olympics, but trials, yeah. I take leg and I throw.
Okay, yeah, because I watched the Olympics and I didn't see that. Yeah. Is that something that you think is good for judo or no? Because now they changed the rules.
It is very bad. You know? It's worse. Like a, it is part of judo technique.
Yeah.
Kuchikitaoshi.
Yeah.
Or like double leg, monotegaris.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
There's a specific technique and it is now taught completely different technique.
Yeah.
My time, I always focus before grip fighting because they come to double leg or those kind of things, you know. But now we don't have double leg. You can grip. You don't need to worry about the legs.
Yeah, yeah. So you prefer the old rules.
Yes, and defense way also. If you can get you can take legs, you can defense more. You know, you can defense more against tall guys. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tall guys has advantage, a lot of advantage than small guys. And also now you cannot cut, I think, both hands. You know? My time, we can cut by both hands.
Okay.
By grip. You know?
Yeah, you can break the grip.
Yeah, but now I think one hand.
One hand only. Yeah.
Do you know why they changed that?
I don't know. I think, I believe that politic, because all famous guys are tall, you know? That's why.
They changed, so who changes the rules, IJF?
IJF.
And so, IJF is run by Japanese or is it worldwide?
Worldwide. Their president is Austrian, Hungary, casino guy. Like he owner of casino.
Okay.
And he doesn't, he trained judo a little bit, but he doesn't judo anything.
Really?
Yeah.
And so he changed the rules. So they must have had an interest in certain athletes.
Yeah.
And because there wasn't a ton of tall guys in Japan, was there?
Yeah, there is a short.
Shorter guys, yeah. So that kind of hurt, you think that hurt the Japanese team?
Till under 100 kilo.
Okay.
Under 100 kilo, it is okay because Japanese judoka always take both hand, both grip, you know? Because we are good, really good for throwing than other countries. So we have advantage. But plus 100 kilo, we are small bodies, so we need to cut both hands, we need to take legs.
Legs, okay.
Yeah. So plus 100 kilo, it become very difficult.
Okay.
But under 100 kilo, there's always, Japanese are good, you know. Like 60, 66, 73, 81. Japan took gold medal last Olympic, this fall. And 90, no. Under 100 kilo, Japan took. But plus 100, no.
You still watch judo?
No. Not much. It's highlight.
Yeah. Do you watch MMA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some judokas complain to IGF about pleasure, you know. But if once you complain them, IGF send warning to this judoka, and they all judoka say sorry. They did not
politics.
Who decides, like who's president? Who, like how do they decide that?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Doesn't seem like the athletes have any control over anything.
Yeah, I don't know how he get big, but he became president like long time. You know? Even 2008, he already become president, I think. Because 2009, rule was changed.
You've trained with a lot of people for a long time in different areas. Do you see any common mistakes in how even high level people train?
Judo?
Anything. Just like you talk about your love of learning.
Yeah.
These things. Do you see anything where you think like, oh, a lot of people across all these disciplines make some simple mistakes, or do you notice anything like that?
I did also, but when you are young, you don't feel nothing. Like if you training a lot and if you use judo throw like wrong way, and coach said if you do like this, couple years later you get hurt your elbow or back. But I didn't listen to anything, you know. But now I realize I shouldn't do that because I get pain a lot. Maybe those kind of things. And also, if professor or teacher teach me and you try to do that first, you know, in sparring, and you have to change your way and end up, you know, end of the day, you know, it is also important because everyone different body, you know. So, for example, my uchimata and Big Dan's uchimata is different, you know. He's tall, I'm short, you know. Basic things is same, but there's own way, you know. We need to, you know, we have to different, you know.
So, just so I understand, you're saying you try what your teacher tells you.
Yeah, first.
First,
yeah.
But you make it your own.
Yeah.
And you find your way with it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Any reflections on any of the no-gi stand-up of the guys you train with here?
Who was the best judo no-gi? You can't say me.
in UA?
No, best. Who do you think has the best stand-up overall in jiu-jitsu? Not like not in judo, but like in jiu-jitsu. Do you watch grappling?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you see people stand up like judo specifically, who do you like?
For judo.
In grappling, in jiu-jitsu. Because we do a lot of judo in our gym. You train with us. So you see John teaches a lot of judo.
Yeah. But other gyms
don't. Other gyms don't do that much judo.
Almost
Yeah. So you would say that's judo. Because I find that a lot of people train wrestling.
No.
But the advantages that you have training judo, I believe, outweigh wrestling, especially in jiu-jitsu. Would you agree? Like if you have a good judo background, I think it's much more advantageous going into grappling than necessarily having a wrestling background. And especially in your time, because for example, you're a judo player, but you're the hardest person to take down on the legs that I've ever trained with. Single leg and double leg.
Yeah.
And most people don't associate that with judo, but you have that.
Yes.
That's from judo, right?
Yes, and also I train wrestling too.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys train wrestling. So there's a pretty good single leg and double leg.
Yeah.
So very easy to train defense, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone use.
Yeah.
But judo throw, very rare, you know, except new wave, you know?
Yeah.
So if I use judo throw, very easy to throw, you know, to other guys. You know, when I come to a new wave first time, I throw like I cannot say easy, but more easy than now. Now very hard to take everyone down.
Mm-hmm.
But that time, I could take down more often than now. You know.
Yeah.
So. It is depending. I cannot say which one is like wrestling or judo, which one is better. I cannot say that, but it is dependent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that for me, going if I go against a wrestler, I'm not as intimidated as going against a strong judo player. Like, especially when you said, like, when you first came here, it was tying up with you. It's still dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I literally felt like I could get thrown and it could be over.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my spine or something was going to break because you're getting thrown so There's so much amplitude in like a judo throw. And then you have like a upper body connection too. So when you take people down, you finish usually on top of them, like chest to chest. Whereas you finish a double leg, you have to like, there's a lot, there's a little more that happens after the throw than in a judo throw. That's what I feel. But yeah, it's scary to tie up with somebody who has good hips, like good judo. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
You can like feel it in your whole
body. Yeah, you can like, feel like if you don't know, if you're not experienced, you can feel it. Like there's a sensation that goes into your body.
Because judo is a bit different than jiu-jitsu. And judo, there is sometimes no answer, you know? So if I teach you defense of osotogari, but if you are really good to osotogari, this defense will not work, you know? One guy, he's same age with me, he's my friend, but when I was a high school student, he's rival, you know, my like enemy, you know, different school, and he's really good. And he's short and a little bit fat, and he using just osotogari. He doesn't use anything, you know? And everyone knows if he take both hands, he go to osotogari. That's it, he doesn't do anything. In training, he just using osotogari, but he never back. He gonna throw this training partner or he get to count. He get to count, he wake up, he take both hands, he go to osotogari again. All day he does osotogari. And in competition, his osotogari is like fire, I mean, really strong, you know. Once he hit osotogari, you feel your spine gonna break, you know. And I compete against him a couple times. After competition against him, I get always herpes because I get a lot of stress, you know, by his osotogari. You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes judo throw that happen. Like more like boxing, you know, somebody who has really strong punches, even you broke, you get the feel, you know.
Yeah, you could, you can do everything right, but it still works.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
I have a question actually. So, what do you think in for jiu-jitsu? So, we're talking about judo and judo for jiu-jitsu compared to wrestling.
Yeah.
In jiu-jitsu, it's one of the few sports that I see that men and women train together.
Yeah.
In judo, you have a women's team and a men's team. Mm-hmm. And I remember you were talking to me about that a while back where you were explaining how the reason for that is because women usually need more physical training and more drilling, right?
Yes.
And men need more sparring at the highest level.
Yes.
So, like, what are some of the... Because I think that in jiu-jitsu, the reason for it is because judo is such a huge sport. So there's so many people practicing. In jiu-jitsu, there's a lot less people practicing. So there's much less women.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of have to train with men.
Yeah.
But so how does that differentiate from judo? Like in judo, women's training versus men's training at a high level?
So men's training, as I told you, like there's a lot of sparring. And men are strong, explosive than women. So even wrong technique, they're gonna work, you know? But woman, there is more flexibility, you know? And woman doesn't have strengths like men. So they need more specific technique, you know? They need more correct. They cannot be wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they cannot throw by ippon. So they do a lot of technique training, drilling, a lot. Then sparring. But the sparring time, less than men.
And more physical conditioning.
Yeah, and I heard cut weight is much difficult than men.
Yeah.
Yeah, women is much difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And touching on wrestling and judo.
Yeah.
So judo, for men in Japan, obviously, is very, very high level.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have high-level wrestlers, but it's not as pronounced compared to the judo team in Olympic level.
Yeah.
But in Japan, the women's Olympic team is like one of the best in the world for wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why do you think that is? That that wrestling is more dominant in Japan for women as opposed to men, and the opposite is true for judo, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
But judo woman team also strong though.
But do you think that the wrestling team is more successful than the judo team?
Woman.
Yeah, women's.
Yes, because they take three times, four times Olympic Games in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
One person.
There's one person has, I think she has three in a row, right?
Or yeah, four. Three and four.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not even in men's, not even men wrestlers have that.
No, never. Yeah. Like, I think first time in Olympic history.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't want to say this, but there is maybe less competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you comparing population,
yeah,
then in men, almost like impossible. You know, if you get old, then you know, like 12 years, 16 years in Olympic Games, like days younger,
yeah,
age is always coming. You know?
In wrestling, you mean?
Judo.
Oh,
like
judo.
Men, like wrestling men also. I
see. Right. Yeah, yeah. 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 That makes sense.
Yeah. So you cannot compete woman and men, you know, division, you know.
Yeah.
But woman, judo also, there is more, I cannot say easy, but if you are new country, like other country, if you want to try to get gold medal in judo category, you have to focus like woman first, you know, because there is more chance to get to gold medals.
Mm.
Because there is more, not so much population, you know, than men's, and you have chance to get gold medals, this country, you know. But yeah, men is more difficult, I think.
What countries outside of Japan have the best judo, do you think?
Now Russia and France, but depends on weight class, you know.
Yeah.
And Korea also, but they are small guys, so it's good.
Yeah.
And like Middle East also good, and like all Europeans are good. Europe is good, but depend. Yeah, some of them not so good, but all Europe is good. And South America,
mm-hmm,
like Brazil is good. Yeah, a lot of good countries.
Do you have a fight coming up?
I don't have. I'm waiting.
You're signed with PFL now, right?
No, 2024 finish.
So you're a free agent?
Yeah, free agent.
Do you have any idea when you want to fight or who you want to fight for?
Now I don't have any plan. Just I focusing my training,
yeah,
and improving myself. But last year I wasn't good. My conditioning also, my conditioning is getting like back, like getting stronger again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to fight again.
Do you, in an ideal world, when would you want to fight, you think?
I can fight anytime, like let's say you said next month and I can fight. You
know? Okay, okay. Yeah. So you're just waiting on a contract basically?
Yeah.
What's the major goal? Because obviously in judo you had the Olympic Games. So would you say your major goal in jiu-jitsu in MMA is to be in the UFC?
Yeah, I wanna be in the UFC.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any people that you would be interested in competing against?
Now I don't have, because I'm not that position that I can say I wanna fight this guy, you know.
Yeah.
I need to win, and I wanna fight like as soon as possible. Then I wanna make build my record again.
Yeah. What were we at time wise?
54 minutes.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know about leaving it in or not, but what's your you've shared some of your photographs.
Yes.
Will you share a little bit about what that is for you?
I just like, you know, like to taking photo, like the nature or environment.
There's, I mean, you say just, they're stunning.
Yeah, like a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Photography is your main hobby?
Now my main hobby is shooting, gun.
Okay.
Gun shooting, yeah.
You're a Texan now.
Before taking pictures.
Do you still take photos?
Recently, no.
Okay, but yeah, nature photography is what you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before, yes.
Yeah, impressive stuff. Very impressive, like, variety of styles, too. A lot of people who shoot, they'll have like a single image that they reshoot. Very wide range. Very beautiful.
So now you're into shooting?
Now shooting, yes.
What's, did you just start shooting when you moved to Texas, or yes, did you shoot before?
No. I tried a couple times, but I come to Texas.
Okay.
I moved to Texas and I start to.
How often are you going?
Like once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I know you have a couple guns. What kind of guns do you have?
I have AK and Warsaw PDP and Beretta and Hellcat Pro.
So four guns now. I didn't know you had the Walther. I knew about the Beretta and the Hellcat.
Yeah. Beretta is first gun.
Yeah, that was your first gun, yeah. Which one do you like shooting the most?
I like AK and Walther.
The Walther?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Beretta, very difficult to shoot, you know, I try,
yeah,
but yeah, I don't like, yeah. But looks cool.
Beretta's cool, yeah.
Yeah, looks
it's an
cool,
iconic
but,
gun.
Yeah, very difficult to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should we call it?
Yeah.
How should we close it off, Dave?
Well, that's a good point, good question.
Well, thanks for being on.
Oh,
I appreciate
you.
It. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
It's our first guest. So,
it is honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess we could just end it.
Cool.
Thank you.
You just say, I got to go pee. Cut.
Oh, shit. Was Randy sitting back there?
Yeah, no.
I thought you left.
Just tucked in.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
On the phone?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for being
here. Two main influences, your father and then high school student and then one more person?
No, older student.
Older student.
Yeah. We call senpai, but
okay,
there's no culture in the United States. It's very difficult to explain.
Okay.
So like older student, you have to respect a lot, you know. Even he's good, he isn't good, doesn't matter. You have to respect a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had it was your student though?
Not my student. Like,
oh, okay.
So same same junior
oh,
school and
same.
older.
Yeah,
so
older
he's
school.
Older than me.
When did he
influence
you?
So he's also like national team, but lightweight
yeah,
than me. But he's like 10 years old than me, you know. And he's 32, 33, but he trained more than younger guy. Like more focus, like more dedicate, you know, and I learned from him about this. And even he won trials, but he couldn't be represent in Japan because coach, they don't like him. That's why, yeah. Even they didn't pick him, they didn't let him compete national competition, but he just come train.
So he was even though he was that good, they wouldn't let him compete.
Yeah,
because
yeah. In Japan, it often a lot.
That happens a lot.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Do you know why they didn't like?
It reason, you know, if let's say teacher or professor said you are last year of university, you have to go this, you have to contract with this company, and you said no, I don't, because judo, you can take one sponsor, no? It is rules, and I don't want to take this company, I want to take this this company, like company B, and professor get mad, okay, I don't want to let you compete.
Wow, it's harsh.
Yeah.
It's a harsh life.
Yeah. That hurt. He did say things. That's why I said a lot of politics, you know. Mm-hmm. Because this professor or a national team head coach get money from this company.
What's that? Your receiver's in here.
Huh?
Your receiver's in here.
Crazy. No, but the cable for the I thought you needed the cable to plug
in. But I don't think it's sports, I think.
Oh, you only need the actual cable to plug in. Like,
yeah.
That's what I thought. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, the receiver's there, but the cable wasn't.
Right. Oh, I wouldn't think about that. I think that was yours anyway.
Yeah.
You think you were just training?
Oh, you see the mic. I need to pull the mic.
Until that, I don't want
to try. You know, I wanted to ask you if you were, if you liked teaching people.
I like teach, but I like more doing myself, you know.
Yeah. But you wouldn't like, you would never coach?
No, I can do seminar, or I can do private.
Yeah.
But I cannot teach like John. You
know? Yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah, John's insane.
Yeah, and it is like if you have gym or if you have team, you have responsibility.
Yeah.
It is more harder. You know?
Yeah. In Japan, did you train 7 days a week?
Train until 18 years old, like 7 days a week. But after 18, like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
But 2 days hard, 1 day like a little bit less,
yeah,
and 3 days hard, and 1 day rest.
Rest, okay. Salas is an early sleeper.
Yeah. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, that was good. I like that. Yeah, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was super interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, we ran out of questions.
Because I worry about my English. You know?
No, your English is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I thought it was really good.
Thank you.
We can do it again too if you want.
Yes,
because there's always going to be more questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why my arm is buff?
I know.
We're going to do an hour on why your arm is buff.
We should take a photo. Can you get a photo of us?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, wait, I got to wait till. I can take it on your phone.
Yeah.
Because there's no number on my phone.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Can we get a photo with your camera?
Yeah.
The secret to the arms.
I have to say, ask the ways to wear.
Yeah.